So the shiur this week is being sponsored by the Nishma Shiva Victor Menachem and Mark Fitzi Oshom.
Yonim here in Babasra and Yeshneichman, the Yonim of Yerusha. Yonim v'magdim, chazu, bonai chavivai. Even though such a late Matzah Shabbos. Coming to be mishtatef in the Shir Daf Yomi v'Yun. The Gemara says, Kufchov Gimel Amit Beis, Tone Rabbonon, Habchon Oit Pishnayim, I want to focus on Bishvach Shishipchu Nechos Machem Misavim. And yet Pishnaim, the Shvach that was Sugvon Shipchu, that became a Shvach that came after Misa. Ketzat, Inich Lehem, Avim Porah Muchkeres, Muskeres, father left them a Porah that was even given out to make money from, to make profit, it was rented out, Muchkeres, they gave it to a the person that takes chotzi schar, roya be'efa, was pasturing be'efa, v'yolda, and this behemoth, this had a child, is b'chor neidu pishnayim. B'chor takes pishnayim. It means there's a din that he gets pishnayim, the shvach that became la'acha misa saviyem, even though it wasn't at the time, wasn't being motzaloi, b'shas the misa. And the Gemara says later on, Avu bonu botim, but if you built houses, v'notu kromim, ein b'chor neidu pishnayim. So the Gemara's mechalik, Tana Rabbonan, that if it's a shvach de memele, it's a shvach that came by itself, then Rebbe holds the b'chor will get pishnayim. If it's a shvach that came, that they had to build a batim, they had to do mais yadayim, they had to came a shipchu v'yadayim, then it's ein b'chor neidu pishnayim. The b'chor does not take pishnayim. And the Gemara says later that why did Echapon? Gemara says a kalvachoyim nichlem avim parum mukeres umuskeres biyaracherim sheroisu beifim yolda hashtu mukeres umuskeres. If you rented out the behemo that it wasn't b'shus the father, you take pishnayim. So kolshkein by shvachta memela where it was yolda, it was roya beifim yolda. It's a kolshkein. The Gemara says they're coming to tell us that just like that Muchkeres and Muskeres has to be Dumyur Roya. That just like Muchkeres and Muskeres, just like Roya Be'efa is Shvachim and Meila Kosi, but the Kachasim and Mizoine is Af Muchkeres and Muskeres, Shvachim and Meila Osi, the Lechasim and Mizoine. That just like by Roya Be'efa, it's eating in the pastures, it's eating grass. They didn't, the Balabas didn't have to feed it, the father didn't have to feed it, you don't have to feed it. The Shvach comes by itself and it's Yolda. So the Aloch is, the Chai Gavni, you get Pishnayim. The Suadin Mukheres and Muskeres is only the Chai Gavni that the father didn't have to feed it. Ach Mukheres and Muskeres, Shvachim and Melo, the Lechasim is like. So we have a Klal in Rebbe Shita. Then this, a Braisa rather. The Braisa Shita, the Braisa held that when is the Alocha that a Bechor takes Pishnayim, it takes Pishnayim, even the Shach. We Magdim, the Posik that the Sugya is concentrating on, the Posik in Kiseitze, that says in Kiseitze that Lo Yucha Levakes Ben Ahuva El Pei Ben Asnua Loseis Loi Pishnayim Bechol Hashim Motzilo. There's a concept of lotzeis and b'chol hashem motzilai. So the chora over here, even though at the time of Misa the shvach wasn't there, still it says the b'raisa that the chora will get pishnayim in shvach, in things that grow afterwards. Shvach and memela, peiris that grow afterwards. Zokti Yomara, homani Rebbe, who's the man, the omer that holds that you get pishnayim in the shvach, thing that was added later, Homani Rebbe, the Tanya ain't b'chor neidu pishnayim b'shvach shishipchu nechos lachem misavim. The Tanakama holds, the Rabbanon hold that the b'chor doesn't take pishnayim in the shvach that comes after misa. Rabbi Yoima ani b'chor noigel pishnayim b'shvach shishibchu nechosim l'acham yisaviyem v'loi b'shvach shishbichu yisoyimim l'acham yisaviyem. That's by missing the din of the braisa. Which shvach does the b'chor get pishnayim? A shvach that comes automatic. But a shvach that the yisoyimim had to invest, they were built botim or kromim on the field, and that the b'chor does not get pishnayim. A shvach b'yadayim, he doesn't get pishnayim. Then the Bryce says, Nochadin, Yorshu Shtachoyv. What happens? The father had an outstanding loan. Yorshu Shtachoyv. B'chor Noisim Pishnayim. So the B'chor gets Pishnayim. So we have here Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbonin. The Rebbe holds that you get Pishnayim in the Shvach, but what kind of Shvach? Mamedvom Mum Os Memeila. The Shvach Avor Yadayim, then you won't get Pishnayim. And the Rabbonin hold that in no shvach do you get pishnayim. So the Gemara says, "My tamayu the Rabbonin." What's the time of the Rabbonin? What is the time of the Rabbonin? So the Gemara that you don't get in shvach from a mele. So the Gemara omakro lo seis loy pishnayim. Matona kari rachmon. Again the posuk. Yes, abchoy ben astur yakir lo seis loy losh matona b'chol hashem yemotzi loy. So since there's lots of these like pishnayim, matona kari rachmon. The Torah calls it a matona. Ma matona adamot al yode, just like a matona is adamot al yode. And it's going to focus on this. The big machlokes rishonim. The Rashbam learns adamot al yode means of the father. Adamot al yode of the nois. And the Rabbein Yoina brings down another pshat, adamot al yode till it's motal yode of the pchot. So he says, "Ma matona karechma, ma matona adamot al yode, af chelik b'chor adamot al yode." So he's learning the Rashbam that since the pshat is that it has to be motal yode in the noisin, so at the time of misa the shvach didn't exist. So memela the rabbanon held that doesn't go into the pishnayim. Pishnayim is only what the father gave a matona, what the father can give a matona. Let's see the words of the Rashbam. Matamay the Rabbonin Adam Motel Yodi the Noisin. Vein Yochel Litno Lacherim. They know the Makna Dovish Laboloilum. The father can be Makna Shvach was Kum Shpeta. That's the Dovish Laboloilum. So therefore, Rabbonin held Shvach you don't get. What's it Rebbe Gehalten? Rebbe Gehalten, it says, Rebbe Oime Kro Pishnayim. Makish Chelik Pchoyro Lechelik Poshit. The Makish Chelik Pchoyro Lechelik Poshit. Machelik Poshit Afkal Vomoy Motel Yodi. Just like the Chelik Poshit. The Rashbam says he yarshins automatically. So also the chelik b'chayre is afgav loy motul yode. That means he holds that he gets the pishnayim because even though it's not motul yode, the chelik haposhet, the suadin, the chelik b'chayre is afgav loy motul yode. Even though it's not motul yode, the noisin he still gets. That's the machlokes. And Gemara continues on. One more shtickle, and then we'll go on to Rama Rapopa, Diklova Olin, Aro Ba'asik Sirta, the Kuli Amalei Pligi the Shok. The tree got thicker, even the Rabbanim agree that you get Pishnayim. But if it was originally was Esev and it became Chitim, or it was Prochim, blossoms, and became Tmorim, became dates, then you don't get pishnayim. So Mor says that if it just got thicker, it's a tikkul of olim, even though a bonon hold, even though that shvach came later, but it's not a shinui, it's not a different chayfetz. So then the halacha is that even the rabbonon you get pishnayim. The machloikis, Rebbe, the rabbonon is by a shvach of the memela that has a shinu Hashem. So l'chayre, I want to say there's two mahalchim basically in the Rabbein Yoina, pshat here in the Gemara. To understand the shtetak in the pasuk b'chol hashem motzila, you only yashin what was available, what was b'ashay motzila, what was there b'shas misa. So what's takap pshat in Rebbe that you get the shvach? So one pshat shtet in Rabbein Yoina that since Rebbe holds that adam motzila that makish pishnayim, just like the chelik haposhet, he gets balkoch and he gets right away. Immediately, as soon as the father dies, the chelik haposhet, he gets right away. So also the chelik b'chayr, he gets right away. So therefore, if shvach comes later, zachter ben yain will be aroy ashbach. If you get it immediately at time of misa, so just like, let's say there was no b'chayr, there were two pshutim. So everyone would get the shvach habom ha-melo. because my karka became better. Why, when your karka becomes better, why you koina? You know, it seems like a double push. You have a tree and grows peiris. Who said the peiris are yours? You own the tree. Teretz is my karka shafta peiris. It's called the concept of aroy yashbach. So therefore, Zechra ben Yoina, Rebbe held that you get it right away. The Pishnayim, just like the chelik ha-posh, you get it after aroy yashbach. Vosad gahal the rabbonim. So that's Bemis the Gemara. Yes, my tamay the rabbonim. And that Gemara says the tam of the rabbonim is because the rabbonim held that it says matonakai yirachmona. And here's where the difference. Matonakai yirachmona. Here's where the difference with Rashba. He tells matonakai yirachmona. The Pishnayim you don't get till you get it. It's not like the chelik ha-posh. The chelik ha-posh you get immediately. The chelik of the Pishnayim, that he first add the motel liyodin the mekabel. Rashbam says add the motel liyodin the mekabel. So therefore, according to Rabbein Yoina, one pshat in Rabbein Yoina, the pshat in the Gemara is the shaila between Rebbe and the Rabbonon is what the limud is. What when Pishnayim? You didn't Pishnayim. The Rabbanan held that Pishnayim you only get when it's Motel Yodin, when he gets it. Actually, later on, when they make the Chalukin, he gets the double Chalik, the double Shir. Well, whatever came till now were equal. So the Shvach that came, that Shvach, doesn't belong to the Bchor. Because on that it doesn't pass a Roy Ashbach. So that shvach there won't be a dinner pishnayim. Mashengen Rebbe holds I'll get the shvach also pishnayim, because Rebbe held that just like the chelik haposhet pishnayim is makish the chelik haposhet the chelik haprur, just like the chelik poshet you get immediately. Avagav loy motel yode, who had in the chelik haprur you get immediately. Avagav loy motel yode. But there's a big problem on this. Shakish Ayla. The Gemara says. The Hemshech Gemara that by Shvoche by Dikla Ba'olam everybody agrees. Dikla Ba'olam, the tree gets thicker, everybody agrees. So L'chayre, if the Pshat is you learn like the Rabbanan that he first gets it by Motel Yodei. When does he get the Pishnayim? When he's Motel Yodei. So therefore, on the thickness of the tree, he shouldn't get Pishnayim. On the, what's Dikla Ba'olam, he shouldn't. What's Dikla Ba'olam? Shteit. Mamedvar Mamurim, the Gemara says, the Kule Amalei Pligi the Shokel. Keep Pligi by that means on the thickness of the tree, everybody agrees that you get your Pishnayim. The Machloikas is by Shvocha the Mamela, with Sashina. But Shvocha Abobi Yadayim, even Rebbe agrees. By Shvocha Abobi Yadayim, with something you have to invest koiches into. It didn't come automatically. Even Rebbe agrees you don't get Pishnayim. L'choyre, if the vot is that he got the karka immediately, why wouldn't he get Pishnayim? There's aloch, if somebody's yorid l'toich sadeyu, the aloch is you have to pay him the yitzias of the shvach you get. So why does Rebbe not even disagree? He should disagree even by shvach ababa yadayim. Why by bonum bottom? The price says bonum bottom and not the krotum. Ein b'choyre not the Pishnayim. L'choyre, If according to Rebbe, you get it immediately, just like the chelik haposhet, and you made a shvach on the karka, you went and planted, you did it by your dime, they went and planted. So why wouldn't I get the shvach? I only should have to pay the yitzias. It says in that shvach which they planted by your dime that they get equal. The b'chor is not a yachzer. Why shouldn't he get it? If the karka already belongs to the b'chor immediately, why shouldn't he get it? That's the problem on this pshat.
That's the
tachlis
of the
pasuk. What
the pasuk is saying that is also a dinu yimotze.
So
it has to be nimtze. This is not nimtze.
Seventh.
Yeah, but according to him, the yimotze is the kark itself. Once he has the kark itself, if he has it, he has the yimotze. He has it. He has the. He gets it right away. The pishnayim. So then he should get the shvach.
No,
the yimotze is on the kark. I don't need to have the yimotze on that.
He built a house later. There wasn't Yimotze. The house was not Yimotze.
Yeah, but whatever. It
wasn't here. He built it a year later.
He built it together, but you're using that karka. Whatever is the karka.
The house is not here. You built the house a year later.
So, but that karka belongs to him. That's an enhancement of the karka. Right. It's an enhancement of the karka. Bono bought it.
Right.
So Bono, what about. That's Yimotze. Whatever they planted. What they planted. That's also Shvach HaBobi Yadayim. Planting. That's also Shvach HaBobi Yadayim. That's the problem with that pshat. Then there's a second pshat. The second pshat, the chor, is the Rashbam's pshat. It doesn't go with Tzu, but Taroi Ashbach. The second pshat, the Rashbam, if you look, says, Matona Kari Rachmona, Adam Motel Yodid the Noisin. See, it says, Adam Motel Yodid the Noisin. It's Motel Yodid the Noisin. Till it comes into the hand of the Noisin. So, Vibal the Shvach wasn't in the hand of the Noisin. So, therefore, he doesn't get Pishnaim. Adam Motel Yodid the Noisin. So L'chayre, the Shaila is, what did Rebbe hold? What did Rebbe hold? Adam Motel Yodid the Noisin. Huh? The Noisin is the father. So Rebbe held like this. First of all, I want to show that Rebbe Klor, like the Rashbam, did not learn like the Rabbein Yoinis pshat. Rabbein Yoinis brings also a second pshat. He didn't learn a Tzaroi Ashbach. Shteito v'yol v'b'chor noil p'shnayim b'hai v'lad hoil l'shvachat v'meilu v'domi ki'ilu huchzik b'avim. It's doima ki'ilu huchzik b'avim. Means it's kilo the father had it. Kilo huchzik b'avim. He didn't say because of Aroi Ashbach my thing got better. He says kilo huchzik b'avim. And he says the same thing before. He says that that's not like it had it itself. It's like he had it. It's like it's there. Something that you have to invest, you have to plan, you have to do your dime, that's not there. But Shvach HaBom HaMeila is there. So that is the Rashbam shot. But L'chayru, we have to understand like the Rashbam, where does he take a yarshin it? I mean, he has to get it from the father. Not learning that he gets it right away. He has to get it from the father. So how does he get it from the father? So there's a Amoritik or a Zerua, Rabbi Chonon brings it down, that according to this, according to Rebbe, that you get the Shvach HaMeila, you're not getting a Tzaroi Ashbach. He's also asking you don't get it till later. He's also asking Bishmeta, he doesn't get it. But he gets it from the father. The Shaila is, how does he get it from the father? So there's a Rashbam later that you're going to have in the daf tomorrow. Part of the Gechidish Rashbam. That the Chelek HaPchoyre, the Chelek HaPoshet, you can't be Meichel. Because the Chelek HaPoshet, the Rashbam says, ain't look, he doesn't have it yet. But the chelik ha-pchoyer that says lo says mishas mesa avu roi loy. Therefore, the pchoyer can get it because it's roi loy. As soon as he says this, gemara later, b'chor shem micha. As soon as the pchoyer says that I want it, he gets it. So therefore, he can be meichlut. Zok Rav Chonon bishlam b'chor the ein loy kaidem chaluka. If we disagree with Rebbe. So in Cain, the nechosim, if lemoshul, if by pchor, if you hold the pchor, doesn't have kainim machaluka. Pchor doesn't have the pishnaim. Who does it belong to in between? Belongs to the other brothers. But if we hold, then hefke. But what's over here? What's over here, like pishnaim? How does it? Where's the pchor going to get it from? He's going to get it from the father. How does he get it from the father? The father didn't have it. So the Arzurua says that's a hemshich of the father. They call it the Rishonim, Reb Chaim calls the Sefer Tusabais. I'm telling you today, this Rabbi Chonon's Mechadish B'Emes says already in Arzurua that there's a chilik, personal bailus, shutvis partnership, and then there's Tusabais. Tusabais means like an estate, it belongs to the estate. And he says in the Tusabais, he says that's why the poshet can't sell, because the poshet, after misa, it belongs to the estate, and if it belongs to the estate, you can't sell it. The halacha is it would be a shutfis, then we could settle all together. And in Rishonim it say that even all together before they make the chalukah, they can't sell it, because it's a tvus habayis. And we see this in Torah. You have, there's a concept of korban shutfim, korban tzibur. There's a chilek between shutfim, public money, and shutfim. Shutfim is the chalokim. So therefore, the Rashbam learned that as soon as the father dies, it goes into the estate. That we call it tfus habayis. And therefore, no one, the poshet can't sell it. He can't sell it because the tfus habayis. So if it goes into the tfus habayis, so therefore, Rebbe held that he doesn't get the shvach at Zeroy Yashba. He gets the shvach because it goes into the tfus habayis. And if it goes into the tfus habayis, that's called Yimotzeloi. That's called Yimotzeloi. That the shvach that goes further, that's called Yimotzeloi, and you can get in that the Pishnai. The Rabbanan held it's not called Yimotzeloi. Because the Rabbanan held that only what's called Yimotzeloi is something that the father can give at the time of Misa, that since the Shvach he can't give, that doesn't go into the Yimotzeloi. But Rebbe Yel, that goes into the Yimotzeloi. And therefore, he gets the Shvach, he gets a Mikoyach Av. Those are the two Drachen Rishonim. The two Drachen Rishonim, why he gets Shvachim and Mele according to Rebbe, is according to Rashbam, according to Rabbi Yoinu Wamshat, he gets Shvachim and Mele because according to Rebbe, just like the Chelek HaPoshit, you get automatically time Misa, the Chelek HaPchor you get, and therefore you get the Shvach to Mele Atzaroi Yashbach. According to the Rabbonon, they hold as a Pasuk, Allah says Loi, Matona Kari Rachmona, and therefore they held that you first get it Ad the Motel Yodek. The Pchor doesn't get it right away. First gets it later, and therefore he doesn't get the Shvach to Mele. That's one Pshat. The other Pshat is the Rashbam's Pshat. That Emerson, Bibalt, it's taka called, he's getting him because the father, the Shvach. Goes into Tfus Habayis. And therefore he gets the Shvach also. But the Rabbonin said there's a limitation. Loseis Loi. You have to, Loseis Loi means that he has to be something that he had to be able to give as a maton. I want to go to the Tosfos on Kuf Chav Vav Amud Beis, Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Tosfos says, Ein Abchor Neutel Pishnayim B'Milva. The Bchor doesn't take Pishnayim b'milva. So the Gemara says, L'man, Ilayim el Rabbonon, Tash to Shvocha the Yisra B'shusha Yom Rabbonon Leishokal, Milva mi boy. The Madach Shvocha the Yisra B'shusha Yom Rabbonon said he doesn't take, Milva mi boy. Milva is a kolshkin. Which is very shver, because according to what you were saying, like the Rabbonon, why don't you get Shvach? Like the Rabbanon, because he doesn't own it yet. First gets it, Motel Yode, the Makabel, according to the Pshat Rabbeinu Yoinu. And you don't get a Tzaroi Ashbach, so you don't own the Kark yet, but the Milva's here, Rev. That's a problem that the Rabbeinu Yoinu speaks about. But then the Gemara comes out, the Maskon, as a Sholchu Mitam, the Meretz Yisrael, that holds, according to the Rabbanon, you get Pishnayim, the Milva. It means the Shaila in the Gemara, if you get Pishnayim and Milva, an outstanding Choyt, and out to the new point. So Tais says a kasha. Ein abchor noit lo pishnayim b'mil. So Mora wants to originally say karabonim mukela. U'mil v'bishtar. The Tais is on kufchav dalan amad beis. U'mil v'bishtar. Ma'ash appears a conscious li'il. There's a Rashi before. I want to turn to the Rashi before, the Rashbam. Yoshu shtachoy, shteit, B'chor Neutel Pishnai. That's going in Rebbe. Sokter Rashbam Heinu Milv Bishtar. B'chor Neutel Pishnai. The Kivon, the Muxik Bishtar. Since he's Muxik Bishtar, Al Pi Ashtar Goyven Asam Milva, Kilu Ashtar Ishbia. Dainu Nechosm Shishifu Mamelu. That's Kilu, the Shtar is giving out the Shvach. So it's a modern Zach. The Shtar is a piece of paper. You have to say the Shtar, there's a Koyach HaGvir of the Shtar, and that's giving out that I can go collect the Choy. The Davke Milv Bishtar. A milva peh, since you can find a parayti, so it's not cool that you have it already. Be balt on a milva peh, they can deny it, the loiva can deny it, it's not cool like he has. But the Rashbam's loshen is, why do you get pishnayim? The kiva and the muchzik b'shtar. At the time of Misa, the father had a shtar. He had an outgoing, he has somebody borrowed money from him, and he has a shtar that person owes him the money. So the shtar is the chdo. Frek taisvis, karbonim hukalei, over milv b'shtar, and by milv b'shtar. So he says, "Mashi pirush it kunjus leil gabiyoshi shtachoy b'chor nid l'shnayim shtar aguf." The shtar is the goof. And the milva, the money that you're going to get, is the shvach. So why did Rabbanan say you don't get pishtayim? The shtar is here. Once the shtar is here, and the b'chor got pishtayim, the shtar should get pishtayim in the choif. The shtar is here. Whatever he's calling, he looks at the shtar as a man. So if he gets the shtar is here. If the shtar is here, oibazoi, he should get the pishtayim of the choif. If he owns 2/3 in the shtar, he should get 2/3 of the choif. That's what he is. Is the k'sois matitzich to answer the Rashbam? And he says that you can't split the shtar because since it's ain't a be'en, it's a, not a be'en, it's not a tangible. We're not talking about the paper. We're talking about what the paper represents. Is you can't split it. But the ma'isin chubas harashbet, it's a sachachonim argue with the tzoyis that it's not mashma. That's the vort. So the Yad Ramah opens up here. He says that tzoyis is going. It comes out that tzoyis in the Rashbam l'shitosa. We said before that the Rashbam learns matona kaya rachmona, losseis loy. Those are the two things we're dealing with the pasuk, the losseis loy and the ashi motzel loy. So the Yad Ramah says that a shtar choiv you can't sell. Mechira shtoris, it's a gemara in ksuvis, is only midrabon. So it comes out, if the time of, that the father was nifter, there was an outstanding loan with a shtar. So the Rashbam held over here, according to Rabbanon, you won't get Pishnayim. Because the shtar cannot be given over. You can't sell it. You can't give him a matona. A shtar, mid a reise, you can't sell a shtar. Mechir shtar is only Rabbanon. And Ksuvis says two reasons. Either because it's ain't a b'shusay, the choyv is ain't a b'shusay, or it's an ain't a be'en. A choyv is a mamayni gaboch. It's an ain't a be'en. Somebody owes me money. It's an ain't a be'en. So it can't sell it. So if Azoi zokte, like the Rashbam is there, good. The pshat is in the shtar, what was the toisus taina? That why, like the Rabbanan, don't you get pishnayim in the shtar? The shtar you own. Once you own the shtar, mainly you get 2/3 of the choyv. So he says, no, there can't be a chalukah on the shtar. Because the shtar doesn't go, you don't yash in the shtar from the father, because it's only losseis loy, something that the father can give with a maton. The reason why Tyson didn't learn like that, because Tyson, Kufchof Baba Mabez, is Mefurish, that he learned Pshat, that the Losseis Loy is going on the Yorish, not on the father, not on the Yoysen. The Matonakai Rahman is going on the Motel Yodai, that has to be Motel Yodai. And it's Mefur and Tyson like that. Machelik Poshet Avagavdol Yoslo Yodai. Even though he didn't get to his hand, afchelik b'chol. So he says, you see that motel yodei means whether it got to him, whether he received it. So therefore, toisvis l'shitose is the kasher that since we're learning matona kari rachmona means that has to belong. Matona kari rachmona means ad the motel yodei the makabel. So therefore, on a shtar there should be pishnayim. Because that's motz. That's Tais Kash. But that would be an Eitzah here, an Eitzah to answer over here the Rashbam. The Rashbam held on the Shtar itself, on that you can't get Pishnayim, because on the Shtar itself it's not Nitin Mamaton. But the Chayyim, there's a difficulty on this. What's difficult on this is what's shot in the Shulchan Mitam. The Shulchan Mitam say, Yabchor is noidl pishnayim, the Rabbanan by a milva. And over there, milva is not something that you could sell. And it says, because milva is command the gavyudon. Mor says in Amid Beis, Shulchan Mitam, you do get pishnayim. And it says, why do you get pishnayim? Because milva is command the gavyudon. Udugma Lezer Taisu says that a shtar is not a chsor and a migul ahoytzi. Because by shtar, if with the migul I want to say, ascertain that the shtar is still kayim, it's not called the migul ahoytzi. Taisu brings before him, Bab Basra, I said, Troy, if a person came with a shtar choiv, sent the shliach to collect the shtar choiv, and the shliach forgot to take back the shtar. It's a Gemara in Shavuos that he contained the shliach paid me, but that was for a different choiv, for a sitroi. So I had a migul. I could have said he never gave me the money. The shliach never gave me the money. Fraktais a migul hoitz the tzia. He had he sent the shliach. Somebody sent the shliach to pay the loan. The one who the shliach didn't do his shlichus properly, he forgot to take back the shtar. The shalos caused the hezek of his garmi, but he forgot to take back the shtar. And Hita says, no, Hitaka paid me, but that was for a different loan. That was a different. The shtar is still chai b'kai. So how is he neman? He has the chamigu. He has a migu. Could have denied he got the loan. It's the chamigu loitzi. So Tosis is command the gavyudom. Shtar kol oimed ligus is command the gavyudom. So therefore the Gemara says that shtar is command the gavyudom. But that sounds good if everything's totally yimotziloi. If everything's totally yimotziloi, so shtar is command the gavyudom. But if we're learning that losseis loy means he has to be able to give it b'matona, losseis loy means that he has to be able to give it b'matona. A shtar choiv, you can't give b'matona. You don't get pishnayim. Only what the father at the time of Misa can give it away. What the father at the time of Misa can give away, that goes into the Yerusha. There's also another difficulty here. If the pshat is that you have to have losseis loy, that according to Rashbam, so let me ask you, if the tree got thicker, at the time of Misa, the thickness of the tree wasn't there. So why should you get pishnayim in that? Well, that Gemara says everybody's moider if the tree got thicker. That everybody's moider. Why? If the tree got thicker, what is everybody moider? It could be that's more of a muchzik, more yimotzeloi, but Mamaisi couldn't give it matana. So why over there does Gemara say that everybody agrees to get pishnayim? There's no losseis loy. That's the difficulty here. So Lamaisa, the Rabbein Yonah has a tzad that there's two shittas in the Gemara. Taka, the beginning of the Gemara was going, it's totally in Lotzeis Loi. And on that tzad, want to propose such a pshat. Even the thickness of the tree you won't get. You won't get a pishnayim, even the thickness of the tree. Because it wasn't there at the time. But later on, the man d'yomer, a papa, who says that you get the thickness of the tree, he says everything is totally in your motziloi. Everything is totally in your motziloi. Whatever's there, whatever I was saying before, your motziloi. What's Roshna Posik again? Roshna Posik is Layucha Levaka is Pia Ben Asnure Ben Ahuva that Losseis Loi Pishnai B'chol Hashi Yom Motziloi. So that's totally in B'chol Hashi Yom Motziloi. So it's totally in B'chol Hashi Yom Motziloi, that's called Motziloi. The tree that gets thick, that's called motziloi. We'll see later, Rabbeinu Yonah says that's like it's there already. Thickness of a tree is like it's there already. And therefore, a popular shitosoi, mamish, in kuf chav dalid, the popular shitosoi, he's the one that says that a b'chor is noidl pishnayim, the shulchan mitam can be going like a popa, that you get pishnayim in a milva, because he doesn't learn it's totally in losses. So I'm proposing like this, to answer this problem. It says Yoshish Tachoyf, you don't get Pishnayim, according to Rabbon, the beginning of the Gemara, Nomen Aleph. As I state, it's only according to Rebbe. And we're explaining because Shtachoyf, you can't give a Matona. And the Rashbam is learning, Losseis Loi is going on the Matona of the Noisim. So we had a problem, so what's the Gemara Nomen base? They want to say Rabbon agree by Shtachoyf. So I'm saying because that Gemara holds that everything is totally in Yimotzei Loi. And if everything is totally in Yimotzeloi, and L'choyre, the man d'yoma of Dikla v'olim, holds it totally in Yimotzeloi. So according to the man, it's totally in Yimotzeloi, so Dikla v'olim, you get Pishnayim, and who had the Nishtachoyf? That means Rapapa, who holds Dikla v'olim, and he's the one that holds by Shtachoyf, you get Pishnayim, he'll hold, he doesn't hold the losses loy. But you can't say that. Because in tomorrow's daf, you're going to have...
Why is that called Nimsa? Dikla v'olim.
Why Dikla v'olim? So I want to read you Rabbeinu Yonah. When Yonah says Dikl of Olim, Zokta, Kivan the Shvachim and Meila, Karina le Bechol Hashi Yom Motziloi. Rabbanon Tzavar Kimin Nishtani Nimsa Ka Shvach Hazelo Yem Motzoloi V'ilu Mefashin Tam the Rabbanon Shum Luxiv Losloi V'tam the Rabbi Shum Luxiv. But he says that that's called that Shvach, that Shvach that's Mameila, that's called like the Guf Adova, that's called Mechola Yishim Motzoloi, it's called it's there ready. Something that comes automatic is like it's there ready, that's called your Motzoloi. So Shetan Rabbein Yoin. But the problem is you can't say this because the Rashbam himself says later in today's daf, Omer Apopa, Hilchus Ein Abal Noitel Beroi Kim Amufsik. Abal doesn't take Beroi Kim Amufsik. Now what is the classical case of Roy? The simplest case. Something that the person who died was supposed to Yarsh. Moshe, if the Yorish, his father's still living. And after he dies, his father dies, there a b'chor will not get pishnayim l'kulyam. That's classical case of roi. And there the aloha balu yashin is ishtoi. If the wife had a yorish, a father that she's going to yashin after misa, the baal doesn't get that. The baal doesn't get roi. But the baal gets shvach. He gets shvach that he does get different than a b'chor. That anything that any shvach that comes afterwards from his wife's estate, he gets it, not the yorishin. The Baal Yashin. So what's it different than Bechor? And this is Rapopa. So it's different from Bechor because by Bechor it says Losei Sloi Matona Kari Rachman. So therefore he doesn't get Shvach because the father couldn't give it a time and so it was Dovah Shloi Baloyim. So it's Mefurish Rapopa holds Losei Sloi. So what I want to say tonight is that the Pshat Bemison Taisu says it, but Taisu doesn't go Losei Sloi like the Rashbam, but he can use the same concept. There's a pasuk of Losei Sloi. The real, true meaning of what determines Yerusha is B'chol Ashir Motzei Loi. So I want to say the Losei Sloi is Megala on the Yemotzei Loi. Sometimes there's something that's not clear. Is it called Yemotzei Loi or not? So therefore, something that you can't give with a matona, that lacks in Losei Sloi. That lacks in B'chol Ashir Motzei. B'chol Ashir Motzei is determined by something that you can give a matona. So therefore, by milva, in the initial Omer Aleph of the Gemara held that it's not command the Gav Yadomi. Because Be'emesin, Shtar Oimet Ligvois, the Shmaitzer already says, we paskin Be'etzim, it's lav command the Gav Yadomi. It's only the Gavi Migal Ahoitzi, it's enough Mugzit that it shouldn't be called Lahoitzi. There's not right now time to get into that Indian here, but the Machoik's Beishame by Silla for Freud was Mazana, Takas Bailo, does she get Ksuba? So the Shaila is maybe she gets Ksuba, she should get it because she's the Musik. She has the Ksuba, call him the Ligvis Gagavidom. We pass him like Beisil, call him the Ligvis Lavgagavidom. Like the Tsoy Sabazoi, why is not a Migal Hoitzi? So he says, it's Ksas Gagavid. It's in between, like Beisil. It's not in Gansan enough that she should get it. So it could be the Shaila is the Gemara. Whether it's called Commander Gavi Adami or not. Obalam Isaac can lose his law in Ishda. Can lose his law in Ishda. So there's no lose his law. So the lose his law, the beginning of the Gemara held, he won't get Pishnai in the Milva because it lacks in lose his law. You have to know what the Machloikis is here. But what I want to say is so there, the lose his law is Megala, what's called Yemotzilah. Something that you can give. When a matana, that lacks in the Chol Ashir Motzei. So I want to say now we can understand a bit. Huh?
You're both saying
the pasuk. I'm teaching the pasuk. Ki asabchoy ben asnuya yakeloi losseis loy pishnayim b'chol Ashir Motzei. The losseis is telling you what the b'chol Ashir Motzei is. The losseis is telling you what the b'chol Ashir Motzei is. So now puts a big lichtkeit on the sugya. So when you have a diklav olim, there I don't, even though I can't give it, I couldn't give it at the time of Misa, that extra growth. But that's matsui. But there I don't need to have the losses. What's matsui is matsui. There I don't have to have the losses like to be megala. It's be'etzim. The main determining factor is your matsui loy. So that's why Rapapa added, he says, diklav olim, that's called your matsui loy. I want to give you a dugma. There's a beautiful kashi of the Shah Melech. What happens if the father's a shaita the time he dies? Maybe he lost his das already. He's a shaita. So he won't get pishnayim because there's no losses. He can't give him matana. What's up the oilam? can't give a maton. The way we're saying is very good. Losesloy is just a gilui on what yimotze lo. That means losesloy is megala, what's called yimotze. So he can't give a maton because he's a shaita, so that doesn't lack in yimotze lo. Where does it lack in yimotze lo? When you have lamoshel, a case of shvacha de mela, so there, bibal, the father couldn't give it at the time of Misa, because it didn't grow yet, the peiros didn't grow yet. So that lacks in yimotze lo. Dikel of olim, what the other one was telling you, that you're right, dikel of olim, that even though the father couldn't give it, but that's yimotze lo. I don't need any guluim. It's only when it's a vague thing. Shvacha de mela. Shvacha de mela, you could look at, it's a shinu. Before the father died, it was only Asif, and now it's Peiris. When the father died, it was not yet, it was only a blossom, it was not a date yet. So there, we have to determine whether that's called Yimotze Loi. So that's what we're saying. Something that you can't give a maton is not called Yimotze Loi. But if a tree gets thicker, that's definitely called Yimotze Loi. And by Bazoi, we understand what's by Shtar. If Shtar is command the Gov Yidomi, that man the Omer held its mamish command the Gav Yidomi. Shtar is like you have it in the pocket. That's Yimotzele. The father died, he has an outstanding loan with a shtar. So if the pshat is, it's a milval pay, katana paraiti, it doesn't have it in the pocket. But if it's a shtar that you can't contest the shtar, you can't dingzach on the shtar, it's a shtar, you can't katana paraiti, even though I can't give him matona, over here, it's be'etzim Yimotzele. The only time the loss is like is megalo, it's Yimotzele. Well, but really, if it's be'etzim Yimotzele, I don't care if he can't give it with matona. Then gave him a shtar, he can't give him a raton. And with this is for Emphit, two other shailas. The Kavitshurim, we said over, there's a Mishnah in Nozir that says in the Mishnah in Nozir that Ben Megaleach al Naziris Oviv, a Ben can use his father's karbonis, and a Bchor gets Pishnayim in those karbonis. Why does he get Pishnayim? A Korban, you can't sell it. It's not the. Even though Yashin's it, but it's not Bemekach. You can't sell Kabbalah. It's not Bemekach HaMemka. How does it get Pishnayim? According to the Rabbanan. The Mishnah is going Lekuli Amma. The Mishnah doesn't say it's going on the Rebbe. There it is that over here it's Be'etzim Yimotzeloi. But it's Yimotzeloi. There it's Yimotzeloi. When do I need the Losses Loi to determine if there's an unclear thing, it's called Yimotzeloi or not, that the Losses Loi is Megala, what's called Yimotzeloi. The same thing, the marshal, the minchas chinuch is dan, eved ivri, you can't sell. Would there be a dim pishnayim? The father had an eved ivri. Would there be a dim pishnayim? Like this, the pshad is the be'etzim, it's yimotzele. So what we're saying over here, now it shtims the two rapapas. We have the problem, how does it shtim? Rapapa says, diklav olim, you get pishnayim. And also there's a din that sholchum itam, that by milvi you get pishnayim. What's the tam? The choyre, there's no loseis loy. The Teretz is where it's be'etzim yimotzeloi, there I don't need a losses loy. The losses loy doesn't mean that the father has to actually be able to give it. He's giving it at the time of Misa. What is the father's shaita? It's just megala and the yimotzeloi. So the ikar bought here is that the chilik between shvachet memela and shvachet b'yadayim, like Rebbe, shvachet memela is the pshat that's called b'cholash yimotzeloi. He holds that's so you state in Rashbam, that's called like you have it. It's Hurzak. And that Rabbanan said, no. Loseis Loi tells us it's not called Yimotze Loi. Because you have to be able to give it a maton. But Dikla Ba'olim, that I don't have to have maton. That's in the tree itself. The tree is just expanding. It's not something new like Esav that becomes, before it was Esav and now it's Chitim. Before it was Prochim and now it becomes a Peri. So something that's be'etzim, the machloikus Rebbe and the Rabbanan, the fine point. When you want to determine, Rebbe Taina Shvachah the Mamela is not like Shvachah B'Yadayim. Shvachah the Mamela is also like Yemuchzigin. As I state in the Rashbam, before, the Rashbam says like Yemuchzigin. If them Zokta, that the Rabbanan hold it's not called it, because since you can't give him Matona, felt Nimotzi. Just wanted to end off, Kutz Dvar God, it's late. We're holding before Matan Torah. We learned the Mishnah in Ovis today, Perek Vov, that Kol Aleim Teir Lishmo Machshat Eli Yisadik. It's Machshat Eli Yisadik. It's Machshim to be a Tzadik. So Be'emison, I have a Raya from the Gemara that only Torah Lishma is Machshata Liyasadik. You know, you do it from the Beis Halevi. Machshata means like it's a libun, it cleanses you. It's like a blowtorch when it takes out the b'gimis. Torah Lishma takes out all the b'gimis, takes out the Yetzar Barossi, Yetzar Barossi, Torah Tavli. So Be'emesin, there's Gemara in the Dorm, famous Gemara, Alma Avdo Oretz, the Chachamim, the Neviim, nobody can figure it out till the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Megala Al Ozman Toirasi, Leholchuba. What's called the Ozman Toirasi Leholchuba? The Gemara says they weren't Berech Bichasatayr. So the Ram says that where the Gemara know that Shalay Berech Batayr Tchila, he says if they didn't learn, Zok Tiran, we would know Alma Avdo Oretz. We know if the Chachamim and the Neviim couldn't figure it out, it must have been they were learning. But they didn't learn Torah with Bichas HaTorah. He says that lacks in Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma is when you learn with a Chshivas HaTorah. You give the Torah to Papa Chshivas. And they didn't learn Torah. They didn't make a brocha before to preface Bichas HaTorah. They treat it like Shachar Chofetz. They say, Rabbi Tzel Zok Tamer de Gavot. Rabbi Tzel says, Al Ma of the Oretz, the Gemara says in Yuma, the Chur Mabayis was because of the Gimel Chabunis. So what's the kasha on Ma'av Doritz? Gimel Aveir is not enough cause in it. Aveir is that is Yorg Valyavar. So he says the Gemara's kasha was not, they knew the Avad Rechum was because of Gimel Chamukas. But how are they over the Gimel Chamukas? I'm a learned Torah. Shtetach Barossi, Eitzahor Barossi, Torah Tavlon. How are they over? He said, when my grandfather wanted to give me Mosi, he told me it's Pastach Nisht. So it's not appropriate for you. So how are they able to give them a chamur? That the Eibush had to tell them, Al Ozman is Teirosi. If you're not Machshav Teirah, they didn't learn Teirah Lishmo, they didn't make Bichsa Teirah. So Reb Itzel says, gives a moshel, Dover HaMelech Soif Yomov, it's Chulish Kent Davarim. The coats finally gave him a night of Psula, but he couldn't get warm. Bagit couldn't be Mecham, Shteit Chazal, because he ripped the mill of Shol. Avad he had Cheshboinus, why he ripped the mill of Shol. But a beggar is mechamen because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is geizer, it should be mechamen. So he says, if you don't give a beggar its chshivis, it's not mechamen. So Tama of the Oretz, how would over the Gimel Chamudis, Shtetach Barossi, Yetzahor Barossi, Torah Tav. That says, if you didn't make Bichas HaTorah, you didn't give Torah its proper chshivis. If you don't give it its proper chshivis, then it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. It doesn't keep you away from the Yetzahor. When is machshata liyasadik? When you learn Torah Lishma? Shavuos is a yontif that really epitomizes this inyan of machshata liyasadik. Mora says, "Mole hayoyim kama Yosef igu shuka." Rab man Torah wouldn't even allow Yosef. Today you have a Rab Yosef because Torah is magadaltoi, maramamtoi. We should be zeicha and shavuos that Torah should be magadlos and be maraymimos. Even greater miles madreges in Kabbalah Satoru.